Right now, I have a special guest in our studio. It is the captain of the rescue squad, Andrew Tussing. Good morning, Andrew.
Morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good. How about you?
Good.
Keeping busy these days?
Very busy, yes.
I would think so. You've got, we're here to talk about the rescue squad. We were talking before we went on the air that you are looking to replace a vehicle that seems like, boy, they just got yesterday, but it's been a couple of decades back, the heavy rescue vehicle. Tell us about that.
That's correct. The current heavy rescue truck we have was built in 2000. All the funds were raised by the VFW when that was purchased, and historically that's kind of been the case. You know, the rescue squad started in 1969, and since then this is the fifth truck we've had. What the whole purpose of that is, you know, car accidents and rescue scenes, and even it does go to fire scenes as well for structural support, you know, any structural collapse we may have or anything like that. But it's getting old, getting tired, you know. A 20-year-old vehicle driving around town, it'd probably have half the side of it gone, but this, you know, the chassis starting to wear out. Different corrosion issues, things like that.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because I have a pickup truck that's a 2000. I bought it in 2002 and drove it for years. You know, it's paid off, so I still have it. Not much left of that body. The Minnesota winters is taking a toll.
Unfortunately, yeah, the salt takes a toll.
Yeah, it still runs pretty well. But let's talk about what that does. You'd mentioned it. You take it on to rescue scenes from car accidents and such. But what to kind of walk us through what the interior of that looks like and, you know, what tools and what things you have and what you use it for?
Yeah, so right now it can sit up to, let's see, 6 or 7 different personnel.
Mm-hmm.
And it has high-angle rescue equipment on it. Obviously the extrication tools, jaws of life and things like that. All kinds of emergency bandages and head blocks for patients. And it actually also has a command center in it right now, too. That's one thing we would probably change. We might not need one of those in the new vehicle because the police in Rice County, they all have their own mobile command centers that would go to big events. Before, when this truck was built, they didn't have that. So it was kind of our rescue truck was kind of the mobile command center for a lot of big scenes.
Now, we've seen a lot of things change. We were talking maybe with you a year or so ago about the jaws of life. Cars used to be, the steel that is made with now is a whole lot different than it was a number of years ago. And that's just one example of how things change that people don't really realize. I mean, I think the average person doesn't realize, hey, boy, these things just don't work anymore. Give us
The motor vehicle standards back in, I think it was 2012 or around there, they made cars. They wanted to start making cars so they're more efficient. So that means, you know, better gas mileage. So to do that and keep the safety, you have to have stronger metals that weigh less.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that they'll use now is boron metals, which are actually can be up to 6 times stronger than, you know, the steel that you'd see in vehicles that were built around the time that we ordered this truck. So really the tools that we have now are out of date for the vehicles that are currently on the roads.
Wow. Yeah, it's the things you just don't think of. You have the fundraising has started. It's been going on for a little while now. But I want to talk for just a second about the VFW and their role that they've played here. Yeah, I've been in town about 30 years, and I'm not sure how many rescue squad vehicles they have purchased at that time. But it's always been a big event. And knowing people that are involved, veterans are involved, that's a big thing. They've done a great job, and a lot of people can take pride in that, and justifiably so.
Yeah, you know, they've been our biggest supporters over the years. What a lot of people don't understand is how different the fire department is from the rescue squad.
Mm-hmm.
They're completely two different entities. They have the same members, you know, personnel wise, but there's no contribution for any operating costs except for the NAFERS will pay the fuel that goes in the truck and the insurance. Other than that, there's absolutely no contribution. All of our operating costs are raised off of, we have a gambling a gambling license, which gets a lot of that gets donated to the rescue squad because we're a 501c3 nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
So all the equipment you see, all the materials we use while we're on scene treating patients and everything, that's all, you know, donated money essentially, and we don't charge anybody anything for our services. If you have a medical emergency and the rescue squad comes to your house and the rescue squad's the organization to transport you to the hospital, you will not receive a bill. It's all free.
And the vehicle that you have is not the only one. How many vehicles do you have?
Yep, so the rescue squad has an ambulance because mm-hmm. we're a basic life support ambulance. We're registered with the state of Minnesota and everything. And then we also have the heavy rescue. So currently, you know, the two blue trucks you see, those are the rescue trucks that we have. So,
all right. Yeah. And your fundraising is continuing.
Yep, yep.
What do you have? What's coming up next?
It started in 2017. It's going to go to 2020. That's and our goal is to raise $600,000 to $650,000. We're going to be sending some mailers out. Just want to get the word out to people, let them know. It's not just junk mail coming there. It's we have a purpose, and we just want anyone that would feel the need to contribute to our cause, we would really appreciate it.
It's a wonderful thing, and it's a necessary thing. And it is one of those basic elements of the city that's, as you'd mentioned before, your tax dollars doesn't help.
Yeah.
But the services that you provide are certainly vital. So.
That's right. And all donations are tax deductible, so there's many different ways to donate. We have a GoFundMe page, we do PayPal, and obviously a good old-fashioned check or money is always accepted too as well. So,
all right, anything else you'd like to mention, Andrew, while we have you in?
No, I just want to reach out to everyone and say that the rescue squad appreciates any support that we get, and we're grateful for that.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for your dedication to the community and all your work with the Rescue Squad. And good luck with that fundraising, folks. It's a good cause. So think about giving some money to that. It'll go a long way.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jeff.
All right. Andrew Tussing, once again, the Rescue Squad. Is chief of the Rescue Squad? Captain.
Captain,
that's
yep.
It. Captain of the Rescue Squad. All right. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080 KYMN Northfield.